Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Also hitting the road last night were the Philadelphia Phillies. They made their way to Truist Park, and the Atlanta Braves, who have obviously gotten off to one of the roughest starts in recent memory for the Braves. I'm sure some other bum teams have had some tough starts, but for good teams like the Atlanta Braves, not an ideal start to the season. And I think if you look at it, a couple of different aspects, you just expect it to even out over time. And last night was a great example of that, right? Your ace doesn't really have his great stuff. One of your aces, and we've already talked about this, and I know Bo Johnson probably back in studio was like, I told you Swelly was the ace, not Sale. Why? But we can have multiple aces. It's okay. A video game can be a simulator, vice versa. We can have more than one ace. But Chris Sale didn't have his best stuff yesterday. But the good news is the Braves' offense kind of picked up the load a little bit for him. And they eventually got to Zach Wheeler, who is one of the Phillies' aces. And so Chris Sale, and we'll talk about it over the course of the day, a little bit concerning now, another rough go. 4 2/3, 9 hits, 5 earned runs, just a mammoth home run to Kyle Schwarber. And look, Sale right now is not what he was last year at the moment. And is that concerning? I know Mark Bowman pointed out some drop in velo. Is that concerning, or is it just one of those early season blips and it's everything that'll get straightened out? I tend to believe, the big concern is once you start talking about drops in velo, a lot of people think that's a precursor to an injury. But I also think you're at the very start of the season. I think you can come across this at different parts towards the back end of a season as well. And I'm not going to call it dead arm. That's not the right term. But I just think you're still working out the kinks. And I think Chris Sale mentioned it. Hey, spring was great minus one weird start. And right now it's just not feeling right. And I just don't think we need to panic. Same way I'm not panicking about the Braves overall. I'm not going to panic about Chris Sale. This is a guy that is a veteran. If this were a younger guy having these concerns, right, Spencer Strider's velo was down, I'd be worried. With Chris Sale, I think he knows his body. I think he knows his abilities. And we're just going to give him some leash to work his way through it. But the good news, again, is that the offense picked him up yesterday, including Sean Murphy, who comes back in with 2 hits, 4 ribbies, including a 3-run home run off Zach Wheeler to get the scoring started for the Atlanta Braves. How about this? Every Braves starter had at least 1 hit. And we're here some of the highlights when we get to what's trending in our next segment. A feel-good, not feel-good story, but some feel-good moments for Austin Riley, who has really struggled early this year. And the other thing that makes you pull for Austin Riley is how much it bothers him. And I think you guys know what I'm talking about. I think we've all seen players, probably not as much on Atlanta, but I think we've all seen players who seem to be unbothered by the fact that they're struggling. Ho-hum, another strikeout. Let me go back to the dugout and laugh with my teammates, pop in some more gum, and whatever. That's not Austin Riley. this start to this season, individually and as a team, has probably kept him awake, has probably forced some stress onto him. And so for him to have a couple of huge doubles and break things open for the Atlanta Braves, it really did make you feel good. And you could almost see that run-scoring double late. You could almost see like a pressure release off of his shoulders, a deep breath, as he was standing on second and motioning to the dugout. So some good stuff there, and hopefully they can keep that up. I mean, you got Taijuan Walker tonight, and we mentioned it yesterday. That's a real toss-up in regards to the matchup with Grant Holmes. I'm not sure either team would feel they have a strong pitching advantage. The other good news, and this is something that probably is causing some panic for our friends up at WIP, and I know Hugh Douglas was talking with Dukes and Bell yesterday, and Braves got to the bullpen of the Phillies. And on the flip side, the Braves' bullpen was outstanding last night. And you got De La Cruz, and you've got obviously Iggy at the back end as well. But Deisbel Hernandez was really the front and center man of shutting down a significant portion, one and a third there against the Phillies. So that was, with the exception of Chris Sale, right? I mean, you would have loved him to get seven innings, two runs allowed. It felt like a relatively complete win, right? The offense does its job. The bullpen does its job. And you're just missing a little tick from your starting pitching. But you feel pretty close. You feel pretty close. And that was a nice win.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.